Good afternoon, Largo High School. Welcome to the Seminole Sound Spectacular. My name is Larry Shane. I'm the band director at West Boca Raton High School down in South Florida. I have the extreme pleasure of viewing you this afternoon in the caption of General Effect Music. We're going to be talking about both repertoire effectiveness and performance effectiveness. It is a beautiful day for a band show, and I've got a great vantage point sitting right on the 50-yard line in the press box. You're setting up right now, so I'm going to pause. I'll be back shortly once you're ready to start. Alrighty, Largo, here we go. Let's have a great show today, ladies and gentlemen. Hope it goes exactly the way you want it to. Alright, definitely getting the Mysterioso here. Mood to start. Yeah, nice day crescendo. Yeah, getting the spooky mood here for sure. Very disjointed. Works well for it, for what you're trying to do. Definitely going to the Twilight Zone, no doubt. Yeah, I love the tuba solo swells. Okay. Again, this is taking a little long to develop here. Let's start going somewhere. Again, we get the point, but we don't want to do it for too long. Then it just becomes kind of rambling. Okay, here we go. We're building. We're slowing down. Yep. Okay, timpani. Yep. Yeah, timpani roll. Take us all the way to that impact, okay? Now, wind players, we get to that impact. We need much more air, much more intensity. Yeah, you gotta blow the air through the horn, support, and reach us here in the audience. Just a lot more air, a lot more intensity of our airstream. So we can communicate that impact. And make sure we phrase that together. Especially that last note. We want to make sure we release together. Have the phrase ending be uniform. Okay, good punches there by the pit and battery. Okay. Okay. Appreciate the change of mood here with a groove. I appreciate some passing around the Jupiter melody around the different ponds. Yeah, performance issues here definitely taking away from the effectiveness. Yeah, obviously we're not playing together right now between the trumpet trio and the rest of the band. Again, it's hard to communicate when we're not playing together. Oh, I mean, you communicate, but it's hard to communicate effectively if you're not playing together. Okay, let's talk about the approach to style of our staccato notes, wind players. I'm getting a very kind of abrupt, harsh tongue from the brass especially. Maybe we can lighten it up a little bit, make it more stylistically appropriate. Yeah, nice woodwind feature there in the Jupiter. Yeah, so we had the tuba play da 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 one way, the mellophone play da 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 da, and the trumpet went So as we passed that melodic material around, it was interpreted completely different by three sections. So we need a uniformity of approach to the style. I hope that makes sense. So what I would do is identify the way you want to do it. I'd say probably the tuba one was the most characteristically appropriate. Okay, appreciate the accelerando. We got to make sure that we all handle it though well. Yeah, just getting a loss of melodic clarity here. I mean, I know where it is. It's in the trumpet, but it's just kind of hard to read what they're playing. I don't know if that's because it's a balance issue or if it's just a clarity issue. Not sure. Oh, yeah, guys, phrasing, that long tone. We got to keep the air moving consistently. We had a wide range of air speeds and release points. Again, so this is the big kind of push here, you know, great staging, but I'm not getting the energy, the intensity from the winds. I'm getting it from the battery just fine, but winds, we're not matching the level of the battery. We just need more air, we need more energy, we need more communication with your performance. If you don't give us energy up here, if you don't, you know, send it up to us here in the audience, then we're not going to, it's not going to be effective, we're not going to feel it. Okay, well, nice last note. But for a lot of that, wind players, we just need more energy. And for wind players, energy equals more air. You know, we create energy by more air, stronger air, more intense air streams, blowing through the phrases, reaching the audience. So more air, blow through, communicate more, and then we'll get that, we'll feel that energy and intensity up here. Okay, again, we got a lot of silence here. It was a kind of an awkward silence. Not sure the reason for that was. Okay, but here we go now. The next, appreciate the musicality and the delicateness here with the mallets. Very well done. Yeah, very well done introduction there from the mallets. Yeah, so now trumpet player, can you now kind of copy what they did? Can we get some more musicality and nuance from you? Yeah, so trumpet player, even you played, you have a nice tone. You played all the notes nice and clear, but musically it didn't really say anything. Can we have some shape? Can we have some nuance? Maybe even a little vibrato if you can. We want to tell a story with when we play our phrases, especially in a slower song. A more lyrical song like this one is. Yeah, ends of phrases, guys, still an issue. It was an issue in the faster song, it's an issue in the slower song. We have to communicate our phrasing much more consistent. And the way we do that is we release together. We identify a release point and we do it together. And that's the maturity of approach. Yeah, losing a little bit of the melodic focus here. Is the melody the baritone? Is it the reeds? Are they playing the same thing? It's kind of hard to tell right now where I should be focusing. We can make that a little bit more obvious. Yeah, nice moment here, set up for you visually. But now musically, are we producing to match it? Again, I'd love to hear just much more air, direction, some shape, some nuance, some musicality. What a great opportunity to really explore musicality. I think right now we're just kind of playing notes and rhythms and trying to play together, which is, an important first step, but now we got to go above and beyond that. It's not just about playing notes and rhythms together and playing in tune, which is very important. It's about being musical, telling a story. What are you trying to convey? Again, I'm an audience member. I'm a listener. What should I be getting from this other than, hey, they play notes and rhythms together? Okay, that's not what you want to say, I hope. You want to tell the story of beauty, of musicality, of nuance, of all things we talked about. And then we change gears here. Now we're angry. We've got energy. We've got intensity. All right, snares. Make sure we don't lose our rhythmic clarity in the front. Is just be careful that again that the idea behind the phrases and what we're playing makes musical sense logically, and we're not just ramming notes because we can. And I'm not saying you're doing that. It's just again, it's the first time I've seen it, but just we want to make sure that every phrase makes sense musically. Okay, yeah, again, we have to make sure we approach this stylistically the same way, communicate the same way. It was different. Obviously, there's intonation issues as well, there's performance issues, which obviously, of course, affect the effectiveness of that intro. I appreciate the change in orchestration here. We got the kind of the rhythmic pulses in the lower brass. Some technical, some licks in the upper winds. Yeah, trumpets. Da da eh, eh. It's a fanfare. Da 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 da. Da da eh, eh. That's not the style we want for a fanfare. Da 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 da. More of a lift, more regal, more majestic. When you just kind of stop abruptly and clip the note, we don't get that regal, majestic fanfare style. Yeah, guys, just obviously this is relatively new material, you can tell. We don't have to drill forward. We just probably have only known this song for a little while here. Which I totally get. We're just not getting that uniformity of performance, confidence. That's just a confidence issue. You have some kids who know the end and some kids who aren't as sure yet. And that lack of confidence, or that inconsistency, I should say, of confidence, performer to performer, player to player, is really noticeable up here in the audience. You know, so we have to all, you know, commit to having the same level of performance and communication. And the newer stuff obviously needs to, it's more apparent because we haven't had it as long. We're not as confident yet. All right, Largo. Hey, guys, some nice things in your show today. I tried to kind of, you know, talk you through a lot of things I saw and heard, obviously more heard than saw. My first read seeing you guys this year. You know, the biggest thing I'd say from an effects standpoint, and I mentioned a little bit on the tape here, is what are we trying to say musically? What story are we trying to say? It can't just be that we're trying to play notes and rhythms together in time and in tune. In Bandcamp, when we're learning it, absolutely, that's what it is. But now, it's got to be more than that. That's ensemble music. This is effect. You know, reading the sheet here, we talk about variety. We talk about expressiveness, artistic intensity, mood, emotion, communication, confidence. Those are a lot of things that we talked about today that I think we have opportunities to grow even more. So some nice things today. I hope that the comments I made and the suggestions I gave are helpful and useful to you as you continue through your season. I do wish you guys all the best. Take care.